Master, it is almost 3 o'clock in the morning. You must get some sleep.
Well, I have to finish these reports, Jeannie.
Oh, very well, then. I will stay here and keep you company. Oh, look, Master. There is a new movie about Cleopatra opening at the Rialto tomorrow. May we go?
Oh, I'm sorry, Jeannie. I'm getting ready for an Apollo Earth orbit flight. I'm afraid I can't take you. Mm. Why don't you go alone, hmm?
Oh, no, Master. I will wait until you are free. I love stories about kings and queens. They are so exciting.
Yes, sure.
Oh, gosh. I wish you would go to bed.
No, it's all right. I'm just gonna rest my eyes here for a minute.
Oh.
Dr. Bellows wants to see you.
Yeah, what for?
I don't know. He just said he wanted to drop by his office. Hey, did you take your examination yesterday?
Yeah.
How'd you make out?
Oh, all right, I guess.
Well, all I know is he wants you to drop by. I guess I better get cleaned up, huh?
Yeah.
You look like a couple of ideas. What are you doing tonight?
Come in. Good
morning, Dr. Bellows.
Good morning, Major. Nothing like isometric exercises for keeping up body tone.
Oh, yes, of course. Major Healy said you wanted to see me, sir.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Sit down, Major Nelson. You were scheduled to go on the Apollo Earth orbit mission this week.
Yes, sir. I've been working on Project Rainbow and... Did you say we're scheduled?
I'm afraid you're not going to be able to go.
But I've been training for that mission for 6 months.
I'm aware of that. Perhaps you've been overtraining, Major.
Well, is there anything wrong with my reflexes?
Oh, no, it's not your reflexes. It's your eyes.
My eyes?
Your right eye, specifically. You're suffering from eye strain. Have you been doing an unusual amount of reading or paperwork lately?
Well, just the usual reports regarding the mission, but I'm sure any eye strain is just temporary.
I'm sure it is, Major, but meanwhile, you're grounded.
Sir, you can't ground me. I'm
sorry, Major. I understand your disappointment, but as chief medical officer, it's my responsibility to evaluate the fitness of all personnel. You failed the eye test. However, I'm going to give you another eye examination in the morning so that we can determine the best course of treatment.
I see. Well, that's very kind.
Afterward, why don't you take a month off and go fishing somewhere, hmm?
Well, thank you, sir. I hope you don't mind if I appeal this to General Peterson.
No.
And I've never felt better in my life, General. Now, Dr. Bellows will tell you that with the exception of this slight eye strain in my right eye, I'm in perfect health. Yesterday, I passed my physical. I checked out 100%. I don't believe there's anybody on the base that knows more about Project Rainbow than I do. And, well, after all, we're not going to be reading eye charts up there, are we? So, if you would give me the green light, I could go ahead with my pre-flight briefing. I'm sorry to go over your head on this, Dr. Bellows, but General Peterson understands a little bit more about these kind of things than you do. Isn't that right, sir?
That's right, Tony. You're grounded.
It's not fair, Roger. It's just not fair. They give me so much paperwork, I can't see straight. And when I can't see straight, they don't let me go up on the mission.
Look, I know it's rough, Tony, but if they grounded you, it's for your own good. This way it'll give you a chance to rest and relax your eyes.
There's nothing wrong with, absolutely nothing wrong with my eyes. You know what I missed? Two lousy little letters under the bottom of the line. I mean, the way they're carrying on, you think I was going blind or something.
Will you calm down?
How can I calm down when somebody's taking my place?
Two letters, Cheetah. That's too bad. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Could you get Dr. Bellows to give you that test again?
Yeah, he's giving me another check over in the morning, but what's the point?
The point is tomorrow you can pass it.
How?
Jeannie?
Beverly.
Huh? Oh, sorry. No, forget it. Just forget it.
Forget it. You don't realize...
The last time she tried to help me, I almost got court-martialed. Yeah. No, forget it. The space program and Jeannie just don't mix. I don't want her to
get
involved.
Yeah, but if a Jeannie What's a Jeannie for if she can't help when you're in trouble?
Yeah, well, that's what I used to think, Roger, but it doesn't work out that way. Every time she tries to help me, I'm in real trouble. I mean real trouble. Now, I don't want you to mention this to her, and I mean it.
Yeah,
I mean,
I
promise.
All right. Well, I still think you're not seeing this too clearly. Not seeing this too clearly. That's a joke. Well, I'll see you later.
Home early.
Yes.
Is something wrong?
No. Everything's fine. Just fine. Matter of fact, I have a surprise for you. I'm going to take you out to dinner tonight, and then I thought we'd go to that movie you wanted to go to, the thing about Cleopatra.
Oh, Master. What about your mission?
Oh, they canceled that.
Oh, why did they cancel it?
Technical difficulties, you know.
Is that all? Tell me what is wrong, and I will take care of it.
No, just forget it.
Oh, but, Master, I know how much this mission means to you. You've been working on it for months. We will go to the movie some other time.
No, really. I don't need any help, Jeannie. We're going to go to the movies tonight, and then you can think about what we're going to do for the next 4 weeks.
The next 4 weeks?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah, they've given me a vacation. Isn't that wonderful?
Jeannie, I wish you wouldn't do that.
Well, I am sorry, Major Healy, but I came here because I'm worried.
You're worried? You want to feel a tom-tom?
Well, something has upset Major Nelson.
Who told you that?
Oh, no one told me, but I was not born yesterday, Major Healy.
I'll say.
He's not going on his mission, and he will not talk about it.
Well, if he's not going to talk about it, I'm certainly not going to talk about it.
Ah, so there is something wrong.
I didn't say that. Now, look, you be a nice little genie and just run on home, and we can talk about this some other time, right? Now,
but,
anytime
but,
you want...
Major Healy, why are they giving Major Nelson 4 weeks vacation?
Well, why not?
Please tell me.
Sorry, my lips are sealed.
Major Healy...
Forget it. I promised Tony I wouldn't tell you.
We have bad eyes!
Oh, boy. You certainly know how to scare a guy.
Major Nelson has beautiful eyes.
Yeah, well, to you maybe, but it's failed his eye test, and he's being grounded.
No wonder he was so unhappy. But why did he not tell me?
Maybe it's because you didn't set him on fire.
He did not wish to worry me.
I don't think that's the reason, Jeannie. If I were you, I'd just stay out of this.
Oh, well, of course I will not stay out of it, but he is my master. I love helping him.
Well, I don't think he loves being helped. And, Jeannie, will you do me a favor?
What?
Don't tell him I told you. I'm getting too old to make new friends.
Very well, I will say nothing.
Well,
thank you, Major Healy.
Drop in any time.
Bye-bye.
Bring your own matches.
Where have you been?
Oh, I just went out to get a breath of fresh air.
Oh? I worry about you when you're not around.
Oh, do you, Master?
Mm. Yeah, well, I know it's silly, but I mean, what could happen to a genie?
Nothing, as long as her master is happy. Are you happy, Master?
Oh, yes, I'm very happy. Oh, I feel just wonderful. I tell you what, why don't you go and get ready, and we'll get the early show tonight. I'm due at Dr. Bella's office for a little examination tomorrow morning, huh?
Oh. Do not worry. I'm sure everything will be just fine.
Oh, sure.
Have a wonderful day, Master.
Thank you, Jeannie. I won't be gone long. What would you like to do today? Go to another movie?
Oh, no, Master. Too many movies are bad for my eyes.
Oh, well, what do you say I pick you up? We'll go down to the beach. How'd you like that?
Oh, well, that would be wonderful. But what about your work?
Oh, they'll find somebody else to do that.
He has beautiful eyes. He can see better than anybody else in the world.
Dr. Bell.
Roll up your sleeve, please.
All right, sir.
How are we feeling this morning?
Well, we're feeling just fine.
Oh.
Did you know my vision cleared up?
Has it?
Yeah.
Why, that's remarkable.
Yeah, the eye strain just went away like that.
Did it?
Mm. Well, yeah, I got a good night's sleep last night. It's amazing what a good night's sleep will do for you. You know, I was really worried for a while I wasn't going to be able to make Project Rainbow.
And now you're not worried?
No, sir, I'm not worried at all. I think you'll find I have 20/20 vision.
Hmm. Good. Blood pressure normal?
I think you'll find everything normal, sir. Nothing to worry about.
Hmm. All right, Major. Shall we read the eye chart again?
Yes.
Good on, Major.
Yes. Would you like me to start at the top or the bottom?
Why don't you start at the bottom? We'll try a different chart. excuse me a minute, Major. I'll be right back. Oh, Miss Gordon, will you get Major Nelson's file and bring it in here, please?
Of course, Dr. Bellows. Where is it?
O-P-Q. O-P, what is it? What is it? O-P... O-P...
Fine, I'll get it right away.
Thank you. All right, Major, shall we start?
Don't you think you should wear a robe, sir?
A robe? What for?
Well, I was afraid you'd catch cold.
Why would I be afraid of catching cold?
Oh, I don't know. There's no reason, really.
Oh, come in. Thank you, Miss Gordon.
Will there be anything else, Doctor?
No, that'll be fine.
Doctor, if you'd like me to wait, I...
Of course I don't want you to wait. You're going to read that eye chart again.
Yeah?
Nice seeing you again, Major.
No, well, it's certainly been nice seeing you.
Now, Major, shall we go on?
Sir, should she walk around like that?
Walk around like what?
Well, you saw her. She was wearing, you know, underthings.
Well, I should hope so.
Hope so.
Major Nelson, can we get on with the examination?
Yes. Oh, yes, yes.
Would you read the bottom line of the chart, please?
P-R-I-V-A-T-E.
Major, I'm afraid your eyes are worse. You didn't get a single letter right.
Are you joking, sir? I could see it right there,
But it doesn't say P-R-I-V. That spells private.
Yes, sir. It's on a door to a room, and there's a conference going on in the room. I can see through the wall.
Did you say you could see through the wall?
Yeah, did I say I could see through the wall?
I heard you. You said you could see through the walls into the room, and that there was a conference going on. Isn't that what you said, Major?
Yes. Yes. Maybe that's why you're in your underwear.
My underwear?
Yeah.
You can see through my uniform?
Yes, sir.
What color shorts am I wearing?
Blue. With your monogram.
You have X-ray eyes. Who's in that conference?
General Peterson, Mr. Harris, Mr. Rogers, and Colonel Sackheim.
Don't go away, Major.
Jeannie!
How is it going, Master?
Oh, I'll tell you how it's going. You should ask. It's gone. I'm finished. Washed up.
Oh, but I was only trying to help you, Master.
Don't say it. Just please don't say it. Who told you about my eyes, anyway?
I promised Major Healy that I would not tell.
I'll kill him. I swear I'll kill him.
Well, I thought that if you had X-ray eyes, they would let you go on your mission.
Mission? They won't let me outside of this room.
Problem with me. General Peterson, Mr. Harris, Mr. Rogers, and Colonel Sackheim.
Dr. Bellows.
He was right.
Do you realize we're in the middle of a private conference?
Yes, sir. That's why I came in. Major Nelson saw it from the examination room.
Dr. Bellows, I said we're in the middle of a private conference.
General, may I seat you for a moment, please? Oh, excuse us, gentlemen. Major Nelson has X-ray eyes.
He has X-ray eyes.
Yes, sir. He saw you through the walls.
Gentlemen, if you'll excuse me for a moment, there's something I have to take care of.
General, this time you're in for a big surprise.
All right, Doctor.
Jeannie, if you'd stayed out of this, I would have had a chance. Now, will you please stop helping me?
I will do anything you ask.
All right, then change my eyes back the way they were.
I'm not sure I can do that.
What do you mean you're not sure?
Well, I have never done this before. Must they be exactly the way they were?
Exactly? My mission was scrubbed because I missed two little letters on that chart. Just two. Yes, they must be exactly.
I will try, Master. How is that?
Huh? What do you mean? Oh, Dr. Bellows? Dr. Bellows, I... General Peterson, sir.
That's the man with the X-ray eyes?
Just wait, General. It's remarkable.
Major, read the chart.
The chart?
Oh, the chart, yes. The chart.
Doctor.
General, I tell you, this man can see through the walls. Why, he can even see me in my underwear.
My father begged me to go into banking, and I wouldn't listen to him.
Major.
Yes?
Tell him, what am I wearing?
You're wearing your blue uniform, sir. Blue uniform.
What about my blue shorts?
Yes, what about your blue shorts?
Doctor, I'm going back to my conference now. I don't want to be disturbed again. Any questions?
No, General.
Oh, I've got them, sir. Here, M-O-O-R-R-N-Y-M-E-O-I-T-A. I've got it right here, sir. Doctor? Doctor, don't leave me. Doctor, please. I'm very sorry, sir. Yes. Let me help.
Now, this section over here, Senator, is our medical department. This is where our astronauts take their pre-flight examinations. These are some of the offices of the men around here. And as you can see, right over the corridor, we...
Who is that?
That was one of our astronauts, sir. And
one of our astronauts?
Excuse me, sir.
Coffee machine.
And Philly Nelson.
Tony, what happened to you?
I'll tell you what happened to me. I got a big mouth for a friend. That's what... I got a big mouth for a friend. I ask you not to tell Jeannie.
What did she do to you?
What did she do to me? She helped me. That's what she did.
How are you feeling, Master?
I'll tell you how I'm feeling. I'm the only astronaut in the program that needs a seeing eye doctor.
Oh, would you like to have a seeing eye?
No, I want my 20/20 vision back.
Can't you fix him up?
Well, I must say it is rather nice to have him like this. This way he cannot look at other girls.
Jeannie, please.
Yes, Master, 20/20 vision.
Well, what is she doing? What is she doing?
I'm working on your 20/20 vision, Master. It is not easy. Perhaps if you went to an eye doctor.
Yeah, please.
20/20 vision. Are you feeling better, Master? Is that better, Master?
Can you see me now, Tony?
Oh, Master. 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 I'm so excited that I'm going to play golf with you.
Yeah, no, I'm playing the golf. You're going to caddy, remember?
Oh, I do not care as long as I'm with you. I've been good all week. Your eyes are fine now.
Oh, yeah. Got my 20/20 vision back. Thank you very much.
Oh, I am just sorry that I was not able to fix them in time for you to go up on your mission.
Oh, that's all right, Jeannie. There'll be other missions.
I had no idea that perfect eyes were so important to an astronaut.
Oh, yes. Perfect vision, perfect reflexes, perfect hearing.
Perfect hearing?
Mm-hmm.
Now you have perfect hearing, Master. Master, I just gave you perfect hearing. Master, I just gave you perfect hearing. Master. Oh, no. Oh.
Jeannie, you're kidding.
I did it again.
You've got to be kidding. Oh.